I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. We're joined now by Extension entomologist from the U of I, Mike Gray. Good afternoon to you, Mike.
Good afternoon. Pleasure to be here.
Let's talk a little bit about what's been happening in the fields. Farmers got out in the state of Illinois fairly early. The pace has been quick for planting, and I suppose the insects, because of the mild winter, the relatively early spring heat up, might have gotten off to a good start, too.
Well, that's right. Things are moving along very quickly in the insect world, and as producers transition from planting of corn into soybeans in a very big way, it's time to not forget that there are some insects beginning to cause some issues in cornfields. A couple come to mind. We've had a number of reports of black cutworm problems in some cornfields, and again, we had a very strong migratory flight this spring of black cutworm moths, in some cases laying eggs out there in late planted weedy cornfields. So again, as we transition to soybeans, it would be well worth many producers' time and effort to get out there in seedling corn and look for early signs of black cutworm injury, small holes removed in leaves. Good idea to treat this insect with some respect this spring.
The black cutworm is one of those insects that you can fairly accurately predict when it will start to do damage based on the flights. So what do we see in different parts of the states?
Well, that is correct. Because we do have folks that monitor black cutworm flights with pheromone traps, anytime we get what we call an intense flight of moths, which is basically nine or more moths caught over a 1 to 2 day period, we can begin to accumulate heat units using a base 50 degree mark as our threshold. When 300 heat units have accumulated, that's at a point when cutting of plants can begin to occur. If you go to our pest management and crop development bulletin website, we do have a growing degree day calculator where you can go to specific areas throughout the state and really get very accurate information when cutting may begin to occur. So go to that IPM website, ipm.uiuc.edu, and take a look at when cutting may occur in your area.
What other kinds of insects are you looking at and should farmers be worried about?
Well, we are now beginning to get a number of reports of potato leafhoppers showing up in alfalfa. And as we know, about the southern two-thirds of the state, we've already taken that first cutting of alfalfa. Leafhoppers, again, another migrant that shows up about this time of the year, will begin to feed on the stubble. And these potato leafhoppers have piercing, sucking mouth parts. They can reduce the quality of that stand. So spend some time out there looking very closely for this very small wedge-shaped green lime insect. Sweep nets, if you've got them, certainly are helpful in finding or locating that insect in alfalfa. Bean leaf beetles, again, as we see the earliest planted soybean fields beginning to emerge, bean leaf beetles will move into those early planted soybean fields. It does take a lot of bean leaf beetles to cause economic problems unless they are vectoring diseases like the bean pod mottle virus. So mild winters, early planted soybeans, particularly those soybean fields that have timbered areas nearby them where bean leaf beetles can overwinter in protected areas, those soybean fields should be scouted for, certainly.
You're looking at two different things. Do you treat the bean leaf beetle or do you treat the disease?
Well, you really are looking at treatments of beetles when they reach high numbers. Treating for a virus is not something that's easily done. And it's a tricky one because in addition to bean leaf beetles, there's some research that is reported, I believe, in this week's issue of the Pest Management and Crop Development Bulletin about even insects like the Western Corn Rootworm variant that can potentially vector this virus as well. So it is very tricky business. I think obviously where you have fields with the greatest densities of bean leaf beetles, probably a greater likelihood, certainly for the potential to vector that disease.
Let's wrap up the discussion by talking about the soybean aphid.
Soybean aphid, of course, is an insect that always has the potential to cause some pretty important economic losses. We are very fortunate to have David Vogtland, an entomologist with the Illinois Natural History Survey, who manages the information obtained through a network of suction traps, not just in Illinois, but throughout the North Central region. David and a colleague of his, Bob O'Neill, a Purdue entomologist, recently conducted a survey first 3 or 4 days of May looking for overwintering populations of aphids on buckthorn. And they found very low overwintering numbers of soybean aphids. I think that means good news, certainly for the first early round of potential soybean aphid infestations in Illinois. David indicates that certainly by mid to late summer, this is an insect that can always still, because of the productive nature of this insect, still one to watch for. But so far, very, very good news in terms of low overwintering numbers.
Mike, thanks for joining us.
It's always a pleasure.
U of I Extension entomologist Mike Gray. I'm Todd Gleason.